Welcome to Where Medicine Meets Ministry. Dr. Cherie talks Faith and Facts, a podcast that explores the relationship between faith and facts and its divine impact on the coexistence of mind, body, and spirit. Here's Dr. Cherie, a medical doctor, best-selling author, international professional speaker, a breast cancer survivor, and the queen of how to let go and live today and every day.
Welcome to another episode of Where Medicine Meets Ministry, Dr. Cherie Talks Faith and Facts. Now, if you recall in the last episode, I told you that it was a two-part series, if you will, and we're talking about how your childhood shapes your relationships and how your shape shows your purpose. So in the last episode, I also shared what constitutes mental health, and I think it's important and bears repeating because that is, in essence, the basis of these two particular episodes, introducing mental health. Taking away any of these myths or scary thoughts that individuals may have about discussing it, because it is not anything that is negative. That's just like looking down on an individual for having high blood pressure or diabetes. An individual who is going through mental health challenges needs to be treated and addressed just like any other physical complaint. So here's my introduction to the whole mental health dilemma. And it is a dilemma because we refuse to talk about it, or we feel embarrassed to address our emotions and the impact that it is having on us physiologically and physically. And we need to put a stop to it. And so the more we talk about it, the more comfortable we will get about it in discussions. And then when you're comfortable about it, you will seek out help and you will seek out the sources and resources that you require in order to be the best that you can possibly be. So mental health includes our emotional, psychological, and our social well-being. It really affects how we think, feel, and act, but it also helps determine how we handle stress, how we relate to others, and make choices. Mental health is important at every stage of life, from childhood and adolescence all the way through adulthood. And over the course of your life, when you experience mental health problems, your thinking, mood, and behavior are all affected. Many factors contribute to mental health problems, including biological factors such as genes or brain chemistry, something that you have absolutely no control over. Therefore, there's no reason for you to be embarrassed or ashamed to talk about it. There could be life experiences such as trauma and or abuse. And then there are family histories of mental health problems. All of these contribute to how we handle stress. And it also contributes to the reality that we all have mental health problems, because as I stated in the previous episode, I don't know of anyone who hasn't experienced some form of trauma and or abuse, whether real or perceived. So we all have mental health challenges. I also shared how your childhood and the mental health issues you experienced growing up has shaped your relationships, in particular, your marriage. In this particular episode, I want to shift the discussion to how your shape, which has been defined by your childhood, but continues to shift in your adult relationships, how your shape shows your purpose. So you need to choose wisely who you enter into relationship with, and you need to guard your heart and mind, which guide your behavior. So let me start with this question. Do you want to live a life of purpose and meaning? If you do, start by thinking of what you do well and find ways to do more of those things. Then think of what you don't do well and find ways to do less of those things. God created you to be unique. He shaped you in a specific way for a special purpose only you can fulfill. In the Message Bible, in Jeremiah, the first chapter, the fifth verse, God says, "Before I shaped you in the womb, I knew all about you. Before you saw the light of day, I had holy plans for you." No matter what, you can rest in the truth that God is working in your life and that He shaped you to succeed. He shaped you in advance for those very plans. God plans for your life didn't start the moment you were born. Those plans actually started before your birth, when the Bible says God shaped you in your mother's womb. But here's the best part. The way God shaped you reveals how He wants to use you. How do you discover the unique way God made you? Now, guys, I want you to get this. Let me repeat what I just said. The way God shaped you reveals how He wants to use you. So God was already forming and shaping and molding you and preparing your purpose before you were ever even born. And then when you came out, that shape was shifted by your childhood experiences. And now that shaping, if you will, that happened during your childhood experiences, now as you are growing and becoming an adult and you're now in a place to begin to walk in your full calling, you now have to reshape yourself, if you will, because all of those traumas that occurred in your childhood, being born a middle child, maybe being born a baby, maybe being born only the only child, maybe being from a broken home, maybe experiencing abuse, whether or not it's physical, emotional, sexual, verbal, all of that had an impact on how God shaped you prior to you coming into this world. And so now, in order to fulfill your purpose, you now have to get back into the shape God originally designed for you. And here is where your responsibility comes in. And so you step back and you ask yourself, how do I discover the unique way God has made me? And so we can start by using the acronym SHAPE. So S, your spiritual gifts. H, your heart. A, your abilities. P, your personality. And E, your experiences. These are the five things that make you, you. And by looking at each of these areas, you'll begin to understand what God wants you to do with your life. So let's take a look at spiritual gifts. Spiritual gifts are God-empowered abilities for serving Him that are given to believers. For instance, some gifts motivate you for ministry, like serving, teaching, encouraging, leading, giving, showing mercy, or even offering biblical insight. Heart refers to the bundle of desires, hopes, interests, ambitions, dreams, and affections you have. It's what you love to do and what you care about most. Abilities. Those are the natural talents you were born with. God wants you to do what you're able to do. Personality affects how and where you use your spiritual gifts and abilities. You'll use your gifts in different ways from anybody else. I mean, my personality is very in your face, out there, life of the party, let's go for it. The more, the merrier. And so part of my spiritual gifts of encouraging, teaching, preaching, ministry, my heart of my dreams and affections of being a blessing to as many people as I possibly can, and my natural abilities to be able to speak and not experience stage fright on the stage, and my personality of wanting to be out there, was a natural fit for me for a podcast. It was a natural fit for me becoming a professional speaker. It was a natural fit for me as a physician to be at the bedside, to use my hands for healing and my mouth for encouraging families when I had to deliver a not so good report. So I operate within my spiritual gifts, where my heart lies, where my abilities are, and what my personality opens the door for me to deliver. And then finally, your experiences teach you lessons that help you mature. They also help you minister to others going through similar experiences. Prior to October 1st, 2008, I could only speak in terms of breast cancer as a physician delivering the diagnosis, how that impacted me, what I did for the patient, for their families, and how I responded. But after October 1st, 2008, when I found a mass in my right breast, and 12 days later, October 13th, I received a call from the breast surgeon telling me that my biopsy results came back and that it was indeed breast cancer. My experiences now allowed me to now take the stage using my spiritual gifts, teaching and preaching, my heart, my desire to help as many people as possible, my abilities, being able to speak from the stage and not have stage fright, and have the skills to articulate, and my personality being a very in-your-face kind of person. That last experience now allowed me to take the stage and use all of my shape to now talk about a trauma and an experience, both prior to my diagnosis and now on the other side of treatment, to be able to lend help, support, resources, be a role model, and encourage others to go through that very same process. So to everyone that's listening, when God made you, He really did break the mold. There is no one else like you. And my prayer is that you will find freedom and renewed energy as you live and serve according to your shape, and that you will be shaped by healthy behaviors and experiences as you eliminate the unhealthy behaviors developed out of a turbulent childhood. Your mental health needs tending just as your physical health does. Don't neglect your mind, your will, and your emotions. Doing so could cause you to not live up to your full potential and cause you not to fulfill the purpose that was only intended for you to fill. Thank you again for listening to yet another episode of Where Medicine Meets Ministry. Dr. Cherie Talks Faith and Facts. Until next time, guys.
You've reached the end of another episode of Where Medicine Meets Ministry. Dr. Cherie Talks Faith and Facts. Be sure to visit medicinemeetsministrypodcast.com to join the conversation and to view the show notes for this episode. And follow us on Facebook at Where Medicine Meets Ministry and on Twitter at Med Meets Men. That's M-E-D meets M-I-N. If you love the Where Medicine Meets Ministry podcast, we'd love to hear from you. To subscribe, rate, and give us a review on iTunes. And to connect with Dr. Cherie, go to drcheriemd.com. drsherimd.com. Until next time.